بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد شعر أو عارف بالله أزد أبدت أزد معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاب نور الله مرقده بتايت الإيز. يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعا الحرم لذت ملتزم عطا سبق یہ نعمت مغتنم یہ دعا الحرم لذت ملتزم عطا سبق یہ نعمت مغتنم اے خدا فقط آپ کا کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے دیتے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم رحمتی جو جہاں کا یہ فید آتم جن کی خود قیم مسلم و مومن ہے ہم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ سلاطین عالم بھی حرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم میرے مالک یہ خطر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ خطر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقاتل میں ہر سال دید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These are the ash'ar of our honorable illustrious Zada Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Abdul Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Al-Qasab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. Since we are now in the days of Hajj, Ayyamul Hajj, here Hazrat is reminding us and telling us of the great honor, and as though vividly taking us through the journey of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So Hazrat starts off by saying, Ya Jibal Al-Haram, O mountains of Makkah Mukarramah and O mountains of Medina Munawwara. Hazrat had mentioned that, Hazrat starts off by mentioning the mountains, not even the actual Haram itself, not even the Kaaba also, not even the Rauza Sharif. So if you can imagine that if Hazrat had so much of love for the mountains of Makkah Sharif, then how much of love there should be for the Haram itself, for the Kaaba, and for the Rauza-i Mubarak, for the Quran Sharif, and for all the Sha'air of Islam. It is like how Allama Abu Sayyidi Rahmatullah Alayh, when he starts off, he mentions, Amin tadakkuri jiranin bizi salamin. He mentions, he starts talking about the neighbors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like he mentioned that when a person falls in love with anything, then anything that is linked to that, anything that has any nisbat with his beloved, everything becomes beloved to him. Like how it is mentioned regarding Majnu as well, that once somebody saw him kissing the leg of a dog. So somebody asked him that, what is this foolish act that you are doing? So he said that, no, this is not an ordinary dog. This is a dog that came from the streets of Layla. So he said, Meri nazro metumho bare muhtaram, that, O mountain of Madina Sharif, of Makkah Sharif, that you are very, very honorable in my sight. O ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ulama mentioned that, in one hadith it is mentioned, that man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed. That whoever is killed whilst he was protecting his wealth, then that person will be regarded as a shaheed. But now we ulama have a discussion that now mal is something which is dunya, and dunya mal'unun. Dunya is cursed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is it that a person is protecting dunya, which is a curse in the sight of Allah, but still despite this, Allah ta'ala is giving him the lofty status of martyrdom? So ulama give the answer that it is not because of the mal, but rather duna malihi, because it is the mal of a believer. Because of this nisbat it got with a believer, as a result, if this person has to pass away protecting it, now he is given that lofty status of a martyr. Ye dua ye haram lazzate multazam ho ata sabku ye ni'mate muqtanam. Making dua, now Hazrat is taking us more inside the Haram Sharif, and he's telling us about the enjoyment a person gets while he is making dua by the multazam. Yeah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every person such a bounty. Eh khuda hai faqat aapka ye karam kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawafi haram. Hazrat is saying that, oh Allah, this is only and only your bounty, that you are giving us the tawfiq to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. A gaya saamne roza-e muhtaram jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste te hum. Now Hazrat is taking us to the roza-e mubarak, and Hazrat is saying that now the place where you are longing to come, where our hearts was yearning to come always, now we are in front of the Rauza-i Mubarak, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, jiski ziyarat ku ya Rab taraste te hum, at the ziyarat of which our hearts was yearning, rahmate jo do jahan ka hai faiz-e atam, jinke sadke mein muslim wa mu'min hai hum. That now, for us being here, it is not because of our own doing, it is not because of a person's wealth that a person visits such places. Rather, it is only and only because of the call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person, that a person is given the ability to visit such places. As Hazrat had mentioned last month in the monthly majlis, that there was a student who he had a deep yearning in his heart to go for Umrah Sharif, but he only had 100 rand with him. Now, he can't continue making dua, so he decided that 100 rand, let me give it in sadaqah. So he gave it in sadaqah. Afterwards, another person came giving 1,000 rand. So that 1,000 rand also he gave it in sadaqah. Thereafter, somebody called him from his place, Malaysia, and told him that, send us your details, passport details, so that we can book your ticket for Umrah. Ab hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila ummati muslima jo khairul umam. But that, oh Allah, it is only out of your, O Nabi of Allah, it is only because of you that we have this honor, that now we are from the not normal ummat, but rather you are the best of ummat. Hey salatin alam bi ihram mein ban ke hazir hue gadai haram. That now when we see that now in this place the only king is only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even the kings of the world, even though in their own places, in their own country, they may continue with pomp and glory, but now when they come to these mubarak places, now we see that they are in ihram. All their fancy clothing, everything is put aside. Ban ke hazir huwe gada ya haram. And they are now humbling themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mere malik ki akhtar ki sunne dua. Ho muqaddar mein har saal deed-e haram. Hazrat is making this dua. And we all as believers should be making this dua from the recesses of our heart. That, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq. every year to visit the Haram Sharif and to visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again and again.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem amma ba'd. We're doing the chapter of Salat, steadfastness in Salat. Hazrat Abu Abdurrahman ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salat on the day of Qiyamah will be a light, a proof, and a means of salvation for the one who guarded it. He who neglects Salat will have no light, no proof, and no salvation. He, that is the one who neglected Salat, will be in the company of Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, and Ubay bin Khalaf on the day of Qiyamah. What greater punishment and disgrace can there be than to be resurrected in the company of such great disbelievers and to be flung into Jahannam along with them? Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the subject of a pledge which exists between the people and us, that is the Anbiya, is Salat. Thus, whoever neglects Salat has become a kafir. That is in terms of practical life, not in terms of iman. The evil of neglecting Salat is clearly illustrated by this hadith. Those who deliberately neglect Salat are likened to the kuffar. They appear in practical life as disbelievers. Since there is no distinguishing feature between them and the disbelievers, Islamic law will treat them on par with the kuffar. It is clear from this hadith that neglect of Salat is a salient feature of kufr. Although a Muslim will never be proclaimed a kafir if he neglects the performance of Salat, nevertheless, the Sharia views his crime with the utmost of gravity. Persistence in a neglect of Salat is punishable by death in Islam. Amr ibn Shu'ayb narrates on the authority of his father, who in turn narrates from his grandfather, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stress on your children the performance of Salat from the age of 7, and beat them at the age of 10 years if they neglect Salat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the two people from the tribe of Abu Khuza'ah embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the two was martyred, and the other one died a natural death about a year or two or so later. Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu saw in a dream that the one who died a year later entered into Jannah first. Being surprised, he mentioned his dream to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the morning, who said, what, did the one who died later than the martyred one not keep the fast of Ramadan and in the year perform thousands of rakats of Salat? If only the farz, wajib and sunnat and muakkadah Salat are taken into account, the number would be close to 10,000 rakats. It is for this reason that he surpassed the matter. The narrations of Ibn Majah and Ibn Hibban further state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the difference in rank between the two is as vast as the difference between the heavens and the earth. It is quite obvious that this greater rank and significance acquired by the one who passed away later was due in particular to the Salat, which he performed in abundance after the departure of the matter. This abundance of Salat has in fact been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat is an ibadat which enables one to attain ranks higher than even the rank of martyrdom. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Salat is the key to Jannah. And the hadith, he says, the first act about which one will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be Salat. If Salat is found to be proper, other acts too will pass as proper. But if Salat is found there to be despoiled, all other acts will fail. No, the influence of Salat will permeate all other acts of ibadat. Salat will be the criterion for the reckoning of one's acts of virtue. Success in Salat will bring about the success of all other acts of ibadat, while failing in Salat will lead to the failure in other acts of ibadat. This is a great proof of the significance and superiority of Salat. Its vital importance for the success of a Muslim in both this world and the year after can never be exaggerated. One hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he who has no Salat has no deen. The relationship of Salat with the deen is like the relationship of the head with the body. Without the head, man is a dead body. So too, without Salat, all other acts of ibadat are lifeless. It is therefore a fatal error to neglect Salat and pin one's hopes of salvation and success on other acts of virtue. Minus Salat, one's deen lays utterly in ruin. Final hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, whoever guards the 5 Salat while believing that the Salat is the right of Allah will enter Jannah. Hazrat says that the meaning of guarding Salat is the proper execution of Salat at the appointed times, observing all the rules, the fara'is, the sunnah and the mustahab of Salat, and striving in performance of Salat with concentration and humility. The aforementioned Quranic verses and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam illustrate the great importance of salat. No Muslim should bring calamity and ruin upon himself by neglecting salat. In fact, it is inconceivable that after having been informed of this tremendous significance of salat, a believer will still persist in neglecting the proper performance of salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.